chapter 2, let's see the travel agent and let's study a little more about him. The travel agent and its role, the tour operator and its role, relationship between the travel agent and the tour operator, types of travel agencies and tour operators, linkages with hotels, car rental, cruise companies, and integration in the tourism industry. Let's see. Though know the role of the travel agent and tour operator, difference between the two. What is the difference? Understanding the relation between the travel agent and the tour operator, the understand of the interlinkages of the travel agent with the suppliers, and know the different types of travel agencies and tour operators. A travel agent may be an individual. It can be a business firm or a company which acts as an intermediary in the sales and promotions of different travel-related services such as accommodation, meaning hotels, airlines, railways, road transport, cruises on behalf of the suppliers, and earns commission received on selling services to its client. Who is the client? The customers who buy these packages. Definition by the Ministry of Tourism. One who makes arrangements for tickets, for travel by rail, air, ship, passport, visa, etc. They may also arrange accommodation, tours, entertainment, and other tourism-related activities. To provide a comfortable and easily accessible office space where customers can come to buy the services, to act on behalf of suppliers, tour operators, airlines, car rentals, hotels, and cruise companies. What did they do? They act on behalf of the supplier to see, the travel agent sees that these products are in the end given to the end consumer, that is the customer. To guide the customers honestly and competently, an example, International Travel House Limited and Carlson and Wagon Light Travel. These are some of the established travel agencies who have a reputed name in the market. Now, tour operators assemble accommodation, transportation, and other travel services into a package for resale through travel agents or even sell them directly, like we said earlier. Once a tour operator makes a tour package, he can give it to a travel agent because every travel agent has their own set of clients. You see, they want more and more people to come in. So they tell them, you get me business, you get me business, you get me business. And they have their own customers. So they'll sell these packages directly to their own customers too. Now, definition, a tour operator, who's a tour operator? He sells a packaged holiday, including the hotel, the flight, local sightseeing tours, and all other expenses. Tour operators are also known as destination management companies. So what does a tour operator do? He's organizing a tour to Bangkok. It's a tour which says, you go by flight, you reach there, you stay in the hotel, you go sightseeing, they'll probably take you to a theme park, they'll probably take you to some of the tourist places, they'll show you which are the religious places. Everything about Bangkok is covered. Then it could be a four-day trip to Bangkok and plus including a two-day trip to Pattaya, which is a very, very famous kind of a beach resort where people go relax and enjoy. Now, a package tour. The package is an all-inclusive holiday, which is generally lower than if different parts of the holiday had been booked. I'll call the hotel. Excuse me, in Bangkok, I want to come. I want the two-day, three-day hotel stay. Please tell me your rates. Then you'll call the airline. Then you'll do booking. Then you'll try and find a bus. Then you'll try and find this one. But why does the tour operator, you know, why do you go to a tour operator? Because, see, tour operator will not say, listen, I'll give you one client. The tour operator will say, I'll send you 500 customers or 1,000 customers in the year. So he'll take a rate from the hotel, he'll take a rate from the airline, he'll take the transport companies, he'll take the sightseeing experts from that city. He'll tell them, give me a package. You give me a little less rate, you give me a little less rate. So from all of them, he creates a kind of a package and then in the end passes on to the consumer who otherwise cannot design this package to the best of his ability and get those kind of rates. Then packages can be escorted or not. They may be for two people or a group, but they will always be cheaper than bought individually, like just explained. Now, to consolidate accommodation, transportation, and travel services under one roof, that's one thing. To negotiate for bulk airline seats and hotel rooms and other services and make a complete package. Like if a community wants to go, they'll say, listen, we have this community coming, give us 30 rooms, give us 30 flight tickets. Give us a bus rather than a car for sightseeing. So when you're buying, if you're going to buy one pencil, you're going to buy 1,000 pencils. There's a lot of difference between the rate. Same goes here. So you have the best possible rates for the finished product to be sold through the travel agent. It's there. You get everything for a much cheaper price. And what are the examples of these tour operators? The SOTC, Cox & Kings, Raja Rani Tours, some of the famous ones in Mumbai. A passenger, let's for example, has to fly to Chicago from Mumbai and approaches a travel agency. Now, what does he do? The travel agent will understand the passenger's need, timings, budget, company paid or self, airlines preferences, etc. Now, probably the customer will say, listen, I am a member of Star Alliance, so get me an airline which is from Star Alliance. Point taken by the travel agent. He'll say, okay, I'll only get you that airline. Then look for flights available between Chicago and Mumbai. Then you will see one is a direct flight arriving evening, same day, but is expensive and has minimum stay requirement. The other is a stopover in London afternoon, arriving afternoon of next day and gives the passenger to relax at London instead of long 18 hours flight. So he comes, he arrives, he relaxes, leaves after a couple of hours or leaves the next morning. That is another option because the flight is cheaper. Then one is via Istanbul and is cheapest because has some extra visa requirement. So you'll from here, you'll go to Mumbai. Mumbai, you'll go to Istanbul. From Istanbul, you'll go to London. And from London, you'll go to Chicago. So it could be different things. So that is a cheaper ticket. Now the customer will say, okay, give me this one because it's cheaper. So you have to do and try and work out the best possible package according to what the passenger wants and give the best possible option to the passenger. Then a travel agent from France has a group of 10 passengers who want to visit India. That's another example. He approaches a tour operator in India, for example. Now what does the tour operator do? He will finalize the places to be included in the itinerary and prepare an itinerary. He'll say, sir, where would you like to go? North India, South India. Negotiate rate with the hotels, the airlines, etc. Make a costing including his and travel agent's margins. Collect the payments from the agent and makes payments to the suppliers. Then he conducts the tour as per the itinerary. Now many times you must have heard during this that there is some sun from the travel agency or from the tour operator. When you take a big group, what they do is they usually have somebody who will say, we are accompanying you because it's a group of students. It's a big group. So someone from that tour operator, one person who's known as a tour guide, will come and he will take you around so that you may have a very proper stay, good stay, safe stay, and everything has been taken care of personally without you having any issues or problem which could have arisen over there. Now the travel agents are the retail agents of the business. They're intermediary between tour operators and tourists. And tour operators are the wholesalers of the travel business. Why? Because they design tours. It's not just an airline. It's not just a hotel. It's an entire tour, like we said. They generate new trends and ideas and accordingly develop attractions in the package. So they say, yeah, let's make a package for Europe, new package, which has not been done. So they'll design something new, make a tour package and send it across to the travel agents. Boom, here we have something new. The travel agent in turn likes it, he feels something new is there, starts selling it. So that is the main function of a tour operator, to be designed something new for the tourist, for the tourism industry, for the traveler. Tour operator relies on travel agent for a wider distribution and penetration in smaller markets because every travel agent could be, there could be 5,000 offices, so they want customers from everywhere. So they rely on travel agents to get them deeper market, they penetrate into deeper markets. Travel agents in generating confidence in the local market about the tour operator from another region. Now let's see, we have a tour operator from South India. He says, I give you all South India trips. I will give you temples. I will show you this. I'll show you the beach side. So what? North India, West India, all the places. Take the tour from the tour operator who's based in Chennai, who's probably based in Bangalore. Take his advice, take his expertise and plan an entire tour and do a trip to South India because that guy knows about South India. Then they can sell a variety of tours to many destinations and become a specialist. For example, a tour operator may say, I am a specialist in Asia, Southeast Asia, Asia, and you go right up to Russia. I will not do America, I will not do Europe, but up to Russia, straight down this line. You want something, I'll give it to you. There could be a specialization in that. Then what happens? They also earn good commissions from selling tools designed by various operators. They also decide, okay, someone comes to them, sir, you're doing Asia, you're doing Southeast Asia, you're going up, you're going to China, you're going to Russia. Do one thing. Please come to Europe. We are giving you this tour. We are offering you this because, you know, this tour operator is doing good business. He got a good number of clients. He's got a good number of contacts with the travel agencies. So the Europe fellow says that, come to me, give us business. We'll give you this rate. So tour operator gets a package from the guy from Europe and starts selling Europe. It's a ready-made meal. You know, you get the ready-to-eat food packages, open it, boil it and eat it. Simple. It's the same. So the Europe fellow will say, I'll give you a good package. This is your commission. This you give to the travel agent. And let's both make money. What does he have to do? All he has to do is upload it on his website, send 500 mails to 500 travel agents, which is a two-day job. And then after that, your business starts. You start getting people for Europe. People trust this guy because he's done China, he's done Bangladesh, he's done Sri Lanka. So they trust him. So they start giving business for Europe. So slowly and steadily, you start making more business with different destinations. Intense competition and changing dynamics of the market. Both interchange roles frequently. Sometimes the tour operator becomes a travel agent. Sometimes the travel agent will make its own itinerary, its own program. Because he'll say, yeah, the travel agent for Nasik will say, let me design a tour for Nasik. Now, Cox and Kings and SOTC and Raja Rani Tours and Thomas Cook are not sitting in Nasik. So it's a Nasik travel agent who will say, let me get a tour for Nasik. No. I'll give you the vineyards, I'll show you different kinds of wines, I'll take you to the temples in Nasik. So that is where the roles are reversed. There, the Nasik travel agent, a big one, decides to make a tour of Nasik. And he tells Thomas Cook, Cox and King, you want people to come, I'll give you Nasik and I'll throw in Shirdi. So it's a role which is reversed. Everyone, they know from the travel industry. So the Nasik guy understands the dynamics of the bigger business. So he now starts developing packages for Nasik and he starts asking people to come. So it's a fantastic way of doing business both ways. Major role of internet in defining the changes. The internet is always there. It designs the changes, what is happening, what is growing in the market, what is coming. It is very important to be savvy in the information communication technology department. The low-cost airline sells at same price to tour operator and travel agent. The low-cost airline says, "Bap, brother, aapko ye package I am giving you. You want to give to this one or you want to give to anyone? I can only give you this price." So what will the travel agent say? Okay, yeah, let me take it from the airline. The tour operator will say, let me give the airline. I am as it is making money on the hotel. I am making money on the package. If I have to go to the lower airline, even if they give me less money, what difference does it make? I am making money through other things. So it's a fine deal. That's not a problem. Now the tour operator, what he does is, he also, because he has the internet, because he has his portal, because he has a website, what he will do is, he will sell directly to clients. Now when he has his own clients, why wouldn't he do that? He will in turn save some money, which he would have to offer to the travel agent. So it's a good idea to be able to sell directly, because you also are always keen, besides selling to the intermediaries, which are the travel agent, to sell to your clients. You always want a feedback. You always want to know how the clients feel through a personal in touch. You know, you want to know from the clients that what happened, how did they feel. A personal interrelation is always very important from a business point of view, to be able to grow, to be able to understand where you can improve. No one is the best and there's nothing that can be improved upon. So it is always nice to have your own set of clients and to keep taking a feedback. The travel agents are directly tying up with the principal suppliers like airlines and hotels and creating own packages. I said some time back, like the Nasik fellow. The Nasik fellow will also want to make some tools for people from Delhi. He'll say, okay, I'm offering you Delhi-Mumbai flight. From Mumbai, I'm offering you coaches. Package ready. So North India, he will look at people, because people, there's no one who doesn't want to go to Shirdi. There's no one who doesn't want to take Sai Baba's blessing. So the guy who's sitting in Nasik knows that I can do Shirdi. He will make for Delhi fellow. He has 10 contacts in Delhi. He'll say, the Delhi fellow will say, wow, Shirdi and Nasik. Fantastic, man. He's giving me the airline also. So he makes a package with the airline, with the hotel, everything. So the travel agent also does this so that he can also make a little more of extra money trying to be a tour operator with everything thrown in. Travel agencies can be classified on the basis of size and geographic presence, multinationals or multiples with offices worldwide, Thomas Cook, SOTC, Cox & Kings, national or minimals with offices throughout a country, independent, like I said, the Nasik one, wholesalers or consolidators. You could have wholesalers. There are two operators who are basically wholesalers. They are just known to sell wholesale packages. That's it. Their specialization lies, i.e., take a package, take a tour, and go. That's it. Clients they handle, purpose, leisure travel agents, business travel agents. Now, there are two kinds of travel agents. Some travel agents specialize in business conferences. Some travel agents, they specialize in leisure, holidays, resorts, fun, frolic. They don't do business. They will cater to families, they will cater to groups. So there are different kind of travel agents who would be interested in different kinds of, you know, tours, because it shows what their personal interest is also. Every person who is doing a business has some kind of personal interest. So that person always wants to do something which is of interest to him also. It's not from a business point of view also. You, if you become a travel agent, could decide, man, I like leisure more. Your friend could decide, I want to do business. I like dealing with the corporate world. So I am going to do only business packages. It is your mindset also which is very important when you do your business, because you have to do it with a passion. Location and type of operation, online travel agency, retail travel agency, implant travel agency. Online is you get online, retail is you have offices over, implant you have all kind of information, all kind of data stored in your systems. All you have to do is send it across as and when required with the people. Your implant travel agency, you are implanted into the systems of certain portals, certain airlines. They have a link with you. They tell you that we contact this guy for the tickets. So you are an implant travel agency. Multiples or multinationals or multiples, offices all over the globe, 24/7 call center, service center. These are the global ones. Better negotiation powers due to global presence. There is one company in North America which does, we will not give the name, which does approximately 4 million room nights. When you do booking for one room, for one day, it's known as a room night. They do 4 million room nights across the globe with 1,500 of their people working freelancing. For example, the one person who is working for this company in India might want to do a conference in Italy. So they will contact their counterpart in Italy through the company and say that, listen, I have a conference for 50 packs in Italy, make me a package. What the person in Italy will do is make a package, send it to the Indian counterpart with the company knowing what is happening. And the company will, because these two represent one particular company and they have a tie-up with every five-star hotel of the world. They deal only with five stars and conferences, corporates, nothing else, no leisure. So when you have something like this, the company is big, the company is known, they obviously have the best rate. So they'll go to the five-star hotels in Italy, ask them, get a rate and send it across over here. The individual would not be able to do that. Even the biggest of companies in India would not be able to get that rate, because they don't give that kind of business to the hotel as this company does. So this is negotiation powers because of a global presence. Offer total travel management solutions. From here we go to Italy. From Italy we have a conference for 3 days. Then we take the Eurorail. Then we see the entire countryside of Switzerland, France, right, come up to London by Eurorail, do sightseeing in London, come back. So this can be designed only by a person who has a global presence, and they can offer total travel management solutions. Now, X Carlson and Wagonlit, FCM Travel Solution, these are some such companies. National or municipals have many offices within a country, better understanding of the local market. What do the tour operators and travel agents do? Same time zone, some of them want to work in same time zone, have coordination at local level, can negotiate better rates due to bulk business. An example are Trade Wings Limited and TCI. These are other travel agents. Independents, single location, a few outlets in one or two cities. The one in Nasik could have just one or two offices. They cater to niche markets. They rely on word of mouth business. Joining consortiums to compete with multiples and national agencies. They could join a consortium. They could tell the big travel agents in Mumbai, send me people for these tours and packages. Let's do a tie-up. You get an extra rate. Only 10 agencies in Bombay I pick who get extra special rates rather than 100 in Mumbai. So they tie up. It's a kind of a tie-up. Why do they do this travel? Because you know that this travel agent, which is there in Mumbai, these 10 people are big ones. They have a huge set of clientele. They know they can just, if you tie up with this company will give you a huge amount of business. So you're smart. You're tying up and sitting in your office in an AC. You're sitting on Facebook and probably trying to see who's doing what. And you're getting ready business and your staff is just working along the lines. And you are generating revenue. They can offer more personalized services. Sir, the Nasik guy will receive a call. You said, no, we can do 30. I have 70 people. I need 2 coaches. What is this guy to who has to arrange? It's a personalized service. But they want to do temples first. They'll go back to Shirdi. They'll come. Then they want to do the vineyards. It's a specified package. The customer wants to do this. First he'll come. He'll do the temple. He'll go to the vine. He'll see the vine. Then he will come back and do the temples. It's a kind of a thing which the customer wants. It's his wish. Girikan Travels, examples are Girikan Travels in Pune, Travel Voyages. These are very famous travel agencies. Now what do? Consolidators buy in bulk from the supplier. They only do B2B sales to other agents. Good negotiated rates and bulk business. These people do only bulk business. Give credits and take the risk of bulk buying. Example, Akbar Travels and Ria Travel. Now, Akbar Travel and Ria Travels are travel agencies which are very known for, you know, airline tickets. If you don't get an airline ticket, go to Akbar Travel, which is very famous in India. You're bound to get some ticket with him. And you get very special rates. Same is with Ria Travels, because these are big people. Akbar Travel, what he'll do? He can purchase 5,000 airline tickets and say, boss, here's the money. He'll give the airline, he'll say, here, 5,000 tickets I bought. People will go to Akbar Travel, they know they'll get a ticket. This is the kind of specialization. Because Akbar Travel is known. They have their own hotels, they have their own cars, they have their own coaches. So this is not a small kind of a business. They have the kind of money, they have the kind of manpower, they kind of have the infrastructure and the finance to be able to buy this stuff. So Akbar Travels will just finish off and buy a flight. No problem. He'll say, Vistara Airline, Jet Airways, two airlines booked. I want 2 planes totally booked, Mumbai, Delhi. Here's the money. Anywhere from 15th March to 31st March, I will give you all the seats. He'll sell it. He knows it. So this is a kind of a specialization. That's the kind of travel agents that are there, that exist in the world, who can just buy it off because they have the money and the power.